October 22nd, 2012, regular meeting number 2012-29 to order. And Mr. Wanamaker, will you lead us in the flag salute, please?
Please. All right. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Front and center, Mr. Nan Curvis.
Are you in now? You would raise your right hand and repeat after me.
I, Jerry Nan Curvis,
Do solemnly affirm
that I will support the Constitution
of the United States and the State of Alaska and the laws of the State of Alaska and the City and Borough and faithfully and honestly perform the duties of the Assembly. Congratulations.
Security.
Yep. Thank you.
Passed your first test, Jerry. All right, Madam Clerk, roll call.
Ms. Becker?
Here.
Ms. Crane?
Here.
Mr. Nan Curvis?
Here.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Here.
Mr. Keel?
Here.
Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Jones?
Here.
Mr. Wanamaker?
Present.
Mayor Patillo? Oh, sorry. Mr. Sanford. Mayor Sanford.
When's your evaluation due?
This is a 9-year habit.
Mr. Sanford is present.
Mayor Sanford, thank you. You have a quorum.
That's great.
Oh, that's good. Well, we have several hours. We have several duties here to perform under special order of business. And first off, the three will be to elect our deputy mayor, to get up and do musical chairs like we do every year to get us in the right position. And then to I will hand out the sheets for chairmanships to the different committees and your responsibilities to different committees for liaison action and everything. So we'll do that tonight, and we'll do the election of the deputy mayor right now. As far as I know, Mary Becker has been the only one that has shown an interest to be the deputy mayor. If there isn't anything different to that, Mr. Wanamaker, can I have a motion to that effect?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move that the Assembly elect Mary Becker as Deputy Mayor, and I ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. Congratulations, Ms. Becker.
Thank you.
Now we have to do musical chairs. We can do it the easy way, and everybody get up and go out to the front or stand back a little bit. Mary, you can come over here to this seat. You don't get to choose.
You already know where
you're. Mr. Wanamaker, you can stay in that seat if you so wish.
I'm moving.
You're moving. All right. All right.
You're next in seniority after Mary, aren't you?
No, Johan. Yes.
Johan is.
I'm staying right here.
Johan's staying right
there. I'm staying.
No
here.
Fighting now.
Okay.
This is a cordial event.
It is.
Look at this.
I
still want to see that.
And it's me.
Okay,
hand me
that piece of paper.
Yep.
Right.
Works for me.
Okay.
Holy smokes, I didn't even have to go down the line. Did you guys and gals figure this all out before we started?
It's a highly efficient group.
All right. Okay, is everybody happy where they're seated?
We are.
Good job. Okay, the next thing is we will hand out the assignments for assembly committees and the liaison drafts. And again, these were my best shot of getting everybody into a position, giving everybody one good committee ship somewhere along the line, and then several liaison. Did everybody get one, or was there enough?
One more.
Okay, Mr. Dibdahl, can I have a motion to accept the assembly committee assignments and liaison assignments for the year?
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I would so move and ask unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? If during the week you have any problems or don't like your assignment, you're more than welcome to come to me and talk to me, and I'll try to change things around, but it was hard enough getting everybody into the positions that we're in right now and trying to balance our assembly and our committees as best that we could. So there's more to it than just your wants and needs. It's the wants of and the needs of our community and our committees as a whole. If you look down at the bottom, there's a couple of notes down at the bottom. Mayor Sanford is the ex officio of all, on all committees. So he can come and bother you if he wants to. All assembly members are members of the Alaska Municipal League and Southeast Conference. And all assembly members are members of the Committee of the Whole and the Finance Committee. The other thing that's down there is the clerk wrote in a definition of liaison. And I want you all to read that a little bit and try to understand that. In the past, sometimes we've had assembly members who are a little bit lacking in their commitment at the liaison level. And I think that it's one of the most important positions that we as individual assembly members and mayor does. It's us and our responsibility to go forward and out to our different committees and be a good liaison. And that means bringing communications back from our committees, both enterprise boards and other committees that we're assigned to, getting their concerns and wants and bringing them back to the assembly or to staff and try to work those things out ahead of time. A good liaison does that, and so it's really important that we have liaisons that participate and are part of the whole program. So I would just encourage you to think seriously of it. It's not just another little job that you're given to do. It's one of the important ones. You'll be busy enough in the committees, I guarantee you, but sometimes the liaison positions get a little bit shuffled off and not paid as much attention to. And I would like you to, and if you can't do the duties because of the way the times that they meet and everything, come and see me. I would be glad to look at it and try to facilitate with other members. Maybe you have another member who wants to do something differently. Maybe we can trade or something like that. But there's no problem, and this isn't set in stone quite. But so we can change things around if you need to or want to. Any comments or questions on the committee assignments or what we've done so far? All right. There's no minutes for approval tonight. Manager, is there any agenda changes?
No, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
And now we come to the point of public participation on non-agenda items. This is the point where we have 20 minutes total time, 5 minutes for any one individual to speak to us and give us their input or thoughts on anything that is not on the agenda. Ms. Carla Hart, we have one person. Welcome. Name and residence.
Thank you. My name is Carla. I live on the back loop. Welcome to the new assembly members and Mr. Mayor. Last spring, businesses in Ock Bay collected over 1,200 signatures from people wanting a comprehensive or local area plan for Ock Bay community and wanting to have DeHart saved and some other things that are being taken care of. The Ock Bay community plan is still hanging out there. We were waiting for a new community development director. He's on board. And now I think that the community's waiting for the assembly to give clear direction to prioritize that the 1,200 people who signed this petition asking for a plan for the area, the community development or the comprehensive plan calls for a small area plan. It's way past due. And so please, when you're looking at the priorities for the next year, would you make this a priority to respect the people who have asked you for a plan for Ock Bay? It's a place that could develop economically. It could create affordable housing. The infrastructure is there. It's planned to be developed as a high-density village concept. It provides a great opportunity to expand our housing stock, to expand our businesses, and to just enhance our community. But it won't happen without a plan. We have the city staff. They know what to do. We just need to get them the ability to do it now. And so that's the most important thing, I think, right at this instant to ask you when you're doing your retreat and you're planning for the year. The second element, I understand on the 29th of October, the issue of the speed limit in Ock Bay will be before you. For those of you who are new on the assembly, the Committee of the Whole met twice to talk about a reduced speed limit through the village of Ock Bay. And my impression when we left was that they had directed staff to look at a reduced speed limit recommendation and to put forward something that could be done as a resolution. I understand staff's been working on that, but nothing's happened yet. The longer we wait in expressing the community's strong desire for a specific speed, the further along the DOT project in Ock Bay is, and the harder it is to have meaningful input or to do so without delaying the project. So for those of you who have heard everything already, I hope that you can sort of champion moving this forward for the people in the community. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Hart, are there any questions for Ms. Hart? Seeing none, thank you very much. All right, we move on to the next part of our agenda, which is the consent agenda. I'm sorry, is there anybody else from the public? Seeing none, we'll move on to the consent agenda. Does anybody member of the public wish to pull a consent agenda item other than ordinances for introduction? We don't pull the ordinances for introductions. Seeing or hearing none, is there any agenda changes from the assembly? All right. Are we going to break a record? Mr. Dibdahl?
Yeah, I'd like to move the consent agenda and ask for unanimous consent.
Are there any objections? So ordered. I was talking about we're going to break the record here if we don't be careful. So. Mr. Botella would be angry with me already. All right, and now we move on to public hearing and ordinance for introduction. Madam Clerk.
Ordinance 2012-39, an ordinance amending the Conflict of Interest Code regarding the definition of financial interest.
We have staff report, Madam Manager.
Yes. The key provision of the CBJ Conflict of Interest Code is its admonition. A municipal officer may not take or withhold official action to affect a manner in which the municipal officer has a financial interest. Violation of the code section is a Class B misdemeanor. Accordingly, the definition of financial interest is critical. The present definition includes an interest in a business or professional relationship from which the person has received compensation. There is no limitations on that look-back period for when the municipal officer has received compensation in the past. After surveying municipal conflict of interest codes from around the state at the request of the Human Resources Committee, the city attorney recommended adding a 3-year limitation period, which is what the ordinance would do if enacted. The Human Resources Committee considered this ordinance at its meeting of September 17, 2012, and recommended adoption by the Assembly. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Thank you, Madam Manager. Is there any persons from the public who wishes to speak on this ordinance? Seeing none, Assembly comments? Mr. Wanamaker?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move approval of ordinance 2012-79 and ask for unanimous consent.
Object. 39?
39, excuse me.
Okay. And Mr. Jones objects. Mr. Jones?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I had some questions about it, the ordinance, since it also applies to elected officials as well as staff or members of advisory groups. And I understand that the purpose of this was related to, I think, the Social Services Advisory Committee or somebody on there had a potential conflict. And so I asked the attorney some questions. I was very satisfied with his answers, but I would like to try to find a way to, and maybe it has to go back to another committee, but so that this would apply to staff maybe, but not to elected officials. I think there's a different standard for elected officials versus staff or people on the advisory board. I wasn't sure how that might be done. I also had some questions that I asked him about how, what the three-year period was, and he answered it was a look back. But the way it reads in the actual ordinance, it's sort of unclear to me whether it applies to the look back as well as the look forward, just the way I read it, and I don't know if there's some issues there. So was just, and being new, I'm not sure what the process is, but if it could go back to perhaps another committee, we could address some of that. That would help me.
Is your changes substantial, you think, or?
Well, I think in the email exchange with the Mr. Hartle, I think it was hard to understand how we would write it to exempt elected officials. Mm-hmm. So I think that would take some extra work.
Mr. Hartle, could you fill us in?
Thank you. Assembly Member Jones had several terrific questions on this. And one that I answered would be a little bit difficult to craft it so that it applies to differently to elected officials than to CBJ employees. Right now, this definition of financial interest applies to everybody who works for the city and borough. And to violate it is a misdemeanor, which you all know. And so that just means that we have to be really careful when we're messing around with the wording of it. So that if the body wants to consider that question of having it apply differently to elected officials than it does to the employees, then I think it probably should go to the committee, or I could come back with an amendment at the next meeting. I just don't want to do it on the fly tonight for something a little bit complicated.
Ms. Gray?
I'm trying to understand why Mr. Jones wants it differently for elected officials. Do you want a stricter interpretation for elected officials or different how?
go ahead. Am I, Mr. Mayor? I think I want it different because I think there's a different standard for elected officials. We had, I think there was a conflict of interest change that was on a ballot last year that got voted down. I think the public expects a different standard for elected officials. I wasn't quite sure what the three-year look back question that I was asked by a citizen dealt with. Does it start when an assembly member files a letter of intent to run? Is that the three-year look back, or is it after they're elected and sworn in? And so it just, to me, I couldn't quite reconcile all of that. Being new, I didn't necessarily want to vote on something that I really was unclear about, but I do think there is a need for a different standard for elected officials.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Yeah, Mr. Mayor. I agree on lines 19 through 23 that it's just not totally clear, and I think it should be relative to the look back. So even that, I think, could be clarified.
Do we want to send this back to Human Resources, or Where? Mr. Wanamaker?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'm comfortable with it as it is because I believe there's a need for this limitation. But if it needs to go back to a committee, if that's the desire of the body, I would suggest that it be a work session of the committee of the whole. And with the city attorney, because bring it back from human resources, and we may not address all the concerns that way. So I would say a committee of the whole would be the appropriate committee to send it to if the body desires to, but I'm willing to pass it as is and allow for development of an amendment later for it if that would specifically address elected officials.
Madam Manager, did we drop something from the Committee of the Whole's next meeting, and would that be too soon to put this on that agenda?
We have a Committee of the Whole meeting next Monday night, and we have Aka Bay on there and staff's report on that, and we have, ran a blank.
Hold the police and the fire.
But there's one other big item. Oh, and we have the ICE presentation. So I think we probably have a couple hours of presentations and discussion already on Monday. We do have another Committee of the Whole meeting on November 19th.
Mr. Mayor?
Ms. Becker?
Ms. Manager, was the firework issue going to come up at the next?
It comes up at the following one.
The following one, okay.
Correct.
And what was the second thing you said besides the Aka Bay? There was
something. The ICE presentation?
The speed.
On ICE and Aka Bay are the two.
SLAM.
Oh, excuse me, and an update on the SLAM, and that's a very short update.
And you're going to get the list for your committee tomorrow.
Mr. Mayor, on the scheduling, I will be out of town on the 19th of November, the second one.
Isn't there a motion on the floor?
Yes.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I don't have a problem with the questions that have been asked, but I do recall that it came out of committee with no objection to include both classifications, and I'm prepared to vote on it, but it came out of committee.
All right. Any other comments, questions? Mr. Keel?
Mr. Mayor, I'd be happy to, with a referral to either Committee of the Whole or Human Resources, whichever works for you. I'm quite comfortable with the look forward language, but discussion of a stronger standard for elected officials, I'm open to having in committee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Process. That'll be next step. We have a motion on the floor, and
then if it sounds like Mr. Jones is asking for a motion to refer it to the Committee of the Whole, and the manager asked if I would be ready at the next Monday's COW, and I certainly would. I think it might take a half an hour only.
Everybody wishes to hear it at the next COW.
Yeah, but
it's going to be a busy one. Mr. Wanamaker?
Mr. Mayor, yeah, I'd like to see an informal poll of people who would like to see it go to committee and people who would like to just act on it now and work on an amendment that would address any perceived deficiencies or corrections in the future, because it did come from committee, and I think that committee, by and large, did good work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is that affirmative with everybody to move it to our next assembly meeting for action and to work on an amendment that takes care of Mr. Jones's two items?
I'd be happy to do that.
Is there any objections to that? Seeing none, so ordered.
Mr. Mayor?
Mr. Wanamaker?
Yeah, so my motion was to adopt the ordinance as is, and my suggestion was that we work on an amendment after that that addresses Mr. Jones's concerns if is adopted. So have we just adopted this ordinance?
No, we haven't. We haven't voted on that. So, Mr. Dibdo?
Unless he withdraws his objection, it's still on the table.
I don't think there was an objection. Excuse me for speaking.
Mr.
Jones objected. Oh. Yeah, I did. Yeah. Then the proper action is that we're going to move it to the COW and work on a couple of amendments that will satisfy the ideas that were brought up by Mr. Jones.
Roll call.
Okay, Mr. Arnold.
I think it would help sort this out a little bit if we got a proper motion to refer it to the COW. I think that was Mr. Jones's intent. And then have a roll call on that motion. Shall this ordinance be referred to COW?
Mr. Jones.
Mr. Mayor, I would move that we move ordinance 2012-39 to the next committee of the whole meeting.
Are there any objections?
Yes.
Mr. Nankervis?
I'm prepared to vote on this time, Your Honor. Or not, Your Honor, sorry. I'm used to speaking to you. Mr. Mayor.
All right. Now, how do we go back to roll call vote?
On the refer.
The referral. Okay.
Okay.
On the referral to committee of the whole next week, everybody.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mr. Wanamaker?
No.
Ms. Becker?
No.
Ms. Crane?
Yes.
Mr. Nankervis?
No.
Mr. Dibdahl?
No.
Mr. Keel?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Mayor Sanford?
Yes.
Motion fails. Four A, five nay, motion fails.
Okay.
Then we go back to the previous motion.
Okay, let's have the roll call on the original motion, which is to adopt.
Right. Mr. Wanamaker?
Yes.
Ms. Becker?
Yes.
Ms. Crane?
Yes.
Mr. Nankervis?
Yes.
Mr. Dibdahl?
Yes.
Mr. Keel?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Mayor Sanford?
Yes.
Motion carries. It's adopted.
All right, let's move on to our second ordinance. Ordinance 2012-40. Madam Clerk.
An ordinance amending the traffic fine schedule.
This housekeeping ordinance would put into the fine schedule the fines for certain infractions. The fine schedule designates which offenses that can be satisfied by payment of a fine, like a parking ticket, without appearing in court. This ordinance would add to the fine schedule proceeding through a red arrow without stopping, drinking while driving, and failure to exercise proper care while driving. The fine amounts are set to align with the whole set of infraction fines. I recommend this ordinance be adopted.
Are there anybody in the public who wishes to comment on this ordinance? Seeing none. Assembly action. Ms. Becker?
I wanted to ask a question. I can move this for purpose of discussion. Mm-hmm. I move ordinance 2012-40 for purpose of discussion.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Go ahead.
I would like to know what the current law is about no person may drink an intoxicating beverage while driving a vehicle. Are we decreasing the strength of whatever's happening now, or is this the same and now we're just putting a fine to it?
Go ahead, Mr. Hartle.
We're not changing it at all. We're simply restating the fine in the fine schedule. It's not substantively changing the rules that are set out here, that turning on a red arrow, drinking a beverage while driving, or do care to avoid a collision with a pedestrian. Those are the law today. The fines are the same today. It's just setting it out in the fine schedule. Again, as we said, it's a housekeeping measure for convenience.
Mr. Jones?
I had sort of a similar question. So this particular offense is not driving under the influence. This is simply driving with and taking a drink of an intoxicating beverage, or is this basically an open container?
It's an open container law, and we have that. It's not driving while intoxicated. The penalties for that are far more severe. They include mandatory 3 days in jail and so forth.
Okay.
Any other questions or comments? Inspector?
Thank you. For the attorney. Mr. Hartle, why did we not put in here having an open container of an intoxicating beverage while driving a vehicle? If that's what we meant, why is that not said?
I didn't actually bring with me the substantive law. This is only a matrix spreadsheet that sets out what the fine is. It doesn't set out the whole ordinance that prohibits drinking while driving. And I probably should have brought that whole ordinance. I didn't anticipate quite so many questions on the content of the laws for which this would set the fine.
Inspector? Any other questions? Mr. Nankervis.
I had one question for the city attorney and one for Ms. Becker. One, I think, to point out for Ms. Becker. I think why that's not in there, an open container, is I recycle and I also homebrew. So I might be carrying beer bottles in my car that have been empty, going to the recycle center again, or taking them home so that I can reload them with my homebrew. And I think that's what it's for. And for the city attorney, I believe this is a housekeeping measure because they weren't listed as an optional court infraction before, like most similar infractions, that you had the option of paying it or going to court. And that's what the housekeeping measure is. There's no change to the law. It's just the housekeeping measure saying that I could pay it or go to court for it. Is that correct?
Through the chair, Mr. Nankervis, that's exactly correct. It's like a parking ticket where you can just, it's on the schedule, and a person can just pay it if they get the ticket, rather than have to go to court and get ordered to pay it and then pay it.
Any other comments, questions? Okay, we're ready for assembly action.
I already have a motion on the floor.
Yes, you do. Everybody in agreement with Ms. Becker's motion on the floor, which is to accept this ordinance? Are there any objections? Seeing none, hearing none, ordinance 2012-40 has been adopted. We'll move on to, there is no unfinished business, Madam Manager?
No, Mr. Mayor. Thank
New
you.
Business?
No, Mr. Mayor.
And staff reports?
No, thank
Ms.
you.
Ms. Sika, do you have a staff report?
No.
I thought you'd say something about changing the Botello to Sanford thing. Okay. Assembly reports, mayor's report. The big thing that's happening now, which all of you need to be in tuned with, is our retreat next Saturday starting at 9 o'clock. And so if you read through the retreat material that you have and look at any of those, our ordinance that says how we run our operation here and everything, if you have any changes to that, make sure that you get it to staff before next Saturday. Would make it much easier if you have a question, Mr. Hartle could answer them, or maybe even the city manager, and we can move forward with that ordinance one way or the other at our retreat. And of course, then we'll have updates on a number of different things going on within the city. I forget all of them. We have the airport, we have docks and harbors coming in, we have Mr. Bartholomew, our
CIPs.
City manager will come in and do an update on our finances and everything. And then in the afternoon, we have the afternoon scheduled with McDowell Group to come in and help us and facilitate us on our goal setting scenarios this year. So what I would suggest is that you make sure that you sit down and think about our goals for the next year and put them in some type of order that you wish to see them in, and then we'll move forward as a group and settle on what our top X amount of number of goals are that we can handle and what staff can handle, and we'll move forward from there. Mr. Didbell?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. It would be very helpful to me if staff going through the list of the past 2011-12 goals, if we could get a status report. Lots of them, I think, are substantially complete. I'd like to know if they're 50% complete, 25%, how much is additional staff time is it going to take, so I can sort those out better. And there's some of them that we may drop from our goals and maybe put on a secondary, just like a watch list, as they get completed.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Want that before Saturday?
I'd like to have it before, yes.
Okay. Madam Manager, can we accomplish that?
Yes.
Okay. Any other things that we can do to make it a better day? And if we don't get completed with all of our duties and things that we're going to do that day, we can do another half day or evening meeting somewhere along the line, or even another full day. You know, whatever it takes to accomplish our mission here is what we're going to have to do and move forward. And I know that some of us have felt shortchanged on our goal setting days with our goal setting, and I want to make sure that we all have our input to that and our fair say in those goal settings. So, and we'll get some goals from staff to include within them too, some of the big things that they're doing and what we're going to want them to do. So we'll move forward from there. Any other comments or questions from the next Saturday's events? Okay, committee reports. I'll just go down the line, and if you have a committee, go ahead and give us a report on it. Your past committee that you just got off of. Ms. Becker? Okay,
thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Lands Committee, a motion was passed to the Lands Committee to recommend to the Assembly the disposal of two tax foreclosed properties in the Indian Village to Central Council. And this issue will come to the Assembly at the November 5th meeting. That's all, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Mr. Wanamaker?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Public Works and Facilities Committee has not met since before the last Assembly meeting, but we will have a meeting on the 29th here in the chambers, and the agenda is not set yet. Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Human Resources Committee has not met since our last meeting, and I will get with staff on the agenda for our next meeting.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Gibb. Ms. Crane?
Nothing this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Crane. Mr. Dibdahl?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Mr. Jones?
No.
Mr. Nankervis, Brandon?
Nothing other than I would like to thank you all for welcoming me on board. I appreciate that.
All right. Thank you. Mr. Jones, anything from you?
Doug and me or
Mr.
Carl?
No.
Nothing.
Mr. Jones.
Nothing.
Remember, too, we talked about this today, with your microphones, make sure they're pointed straight at you and you're talking straight at the mic. That helps the sound system and everything get picked up okay, or a lot better. And when you're turning your head all the time like I do, it gets kind of iffy. Did I call him Mr. Jones, too? Mr. Smith? Did I skip you?
Carl?
No report this evening.
Thank you, Carl. Liaison reports. Mr. Smith?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Welcome back, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
And welcome to Lauren and to Jerry. I'm very much looking forward to working with everyone on our new priorities. Thank you.
All right. Mr. Didbell?
Nothing, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
Ms. Crane?
Nothing.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The Affordable Housing Commission met recently, and in addition to their other work, they have formed a subcommittee that's meeting with some folks from the home building industry to take a look at city code and regulations and ways that those can be safely and appropriately reduced or streamlined to help builders do their work a little more quickly and efficiently. that subcommittee's had its first meeting, and I'm looking forward to future work on that topic.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Keel. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The school district Board of Education met on Tuesday of last week and swore in returning member Destiny Sargent, elected officers Sally Sadler as president, Sean O'Brien as vice president, and Andy Story as clerk of the board. And they received a lot of public testimony from Harborview parents that are concerned about the pupil-teacher ratio and are encouraging the board to find the money to fund an additional teacher at that school, similar to the decision they made for a position at Riverbend School. And the board let them know that they really didn't have the money in the budget reserve. It's a very small budget reserve now. And the public has contacted me and asked if the assembly could do something. And I reminded them that of the assembly's role and that it's the Board of Education that sets programs, policies, and priorities. And our mission is funding at certain minimum to certain maximum levels. And we're already at the maximum level. We are not allowed to tell them what they have to do, but they need to talk directly with the board. I think that the public is going to continue to work with the school board to try to find a solution that results in an additional teacher at Harborview. I was not able to attend the Chamber of Commerce meeting because it overlapped the beginning of the school board meeting, and I didn't have time to do both. So, thank you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Ms. Becker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. The ALASA committee met on October 10th, and we basically talked about the types of things we would like to put at the airport. And we did talk about mostly historical type of displays. And I think I may have told you last time that SLAM wants to be housed at the Centennial Hall, as many things as they could put there while they're doing construction. And they also want to put a display at the airport. Docks and Harbors, the 16B 1% for Art project hasn't started yet because it's still in discussion. The Douglas Harbor is the Mike Pusich Douglas Harbor is reviewing their updated construction costs. I think they were not completely as they expected. Stater Harbor, Petro Marine signed off on the lease language, and Docks and Harbor Board will now approve it. Aurora Harbor, we had a really very nicely attended public hearing on October 17th with a number of the assembly members there and approximately 30 people. And it included engineers, architects, the Docks and Harbors board and staff. And there were large displays of conceptual ideas and lots of comments, and they took a lot of suggestions. The Department of Transportation, the Alaska Department of Transportation is still we're still waiting. Docks and Harbor is still waiting to get a decision from them about the South Franklin sidewalk removal. And Carl and the whole crowd, the deputy port director and the harbor master and so forth, they're all over or going to Sitka for an association of harbor masters and administrators. And then one very nice thing that will happen over there is Johanna Young from the Off Bay Harbor Office will be recognized as a CBJ Harbor Employee of the Year.
All right.
And that'll happen at that meeting in Sitka. And that's all, Mr. Mayor. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Ms. Becker. Presiding officer reports. Does anyone up here who is a presiding, who we have, Mr. Dibdahl, Mr. Wanamaker, anybody else a presiding officer? Mr. Wanamaker?
Appeal of the Berners Avenue driveway at Professional Plaza, the first meeting is still being scheduled, and there has been no progress other than trying to schedule that meeting to make sure all parties can be present. And we're hoping that we can have a meeting on approximately the 29th, but it's a work in progress. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Wanamaker. Mr. Dibdahl?
Things are moving right along. I think we're doing fine, and we're looking forward to just the day after Thanksgiving, I think.
All right, good. How big is your stack?
Small.
Okay. Small, all right. Good. Mr. Hartle, are there any other
I could report on behalf of Mr. Dibdahl, the Cedar appeal, I think, can be dismissed now since the Assembly adopted an ordinance which makes that appeal moot. And so I'll bring to Mr. Dibdahl a document to sign to dismiss it.
All right. We're down to Assembly comments and questions. Ms. Becker?
Well, thank you, Mr. Mayor. Just welcome to our new Assembly members and our mayor, and to all of us for another start of another year. And that's all. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Becker. Mr. Wanamaker?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and welcome. And I look forward to working with you.
Mr. Keel?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll join the chorus and welcome you, Mr. Nankervis, and just say that I'm looking forward to another productive year working with all of you. In this coming week, actually during this week, a number of groups are cooperating and collaborating to do once again something that's become an annual thing here in Juneau, and that is the outdoor education program. In the fall, we do it at Floyd Dryden Middle School. And with a lot of help from the school district and a lot of help from the principal and the administration of Floyd Dryden, under the auspices of the Cooperative Extension Service at the university, and the 4-H, and I'm sure I'm forgetting a couple of other people, including the Department of Fish and Game Hunter Ed Program, there's an outdoor education program. Cold water safety and survival, clean campsite, map and compass, firearm safety, firearms handling. It's a remarkable program. It's a lot of community volunteers working in the schools, and I think it's a great thing for all the sixth graders out there. When they successfully complete it, in addition to being a lot safer in Southeast Alaska, also come away with a Hunter Ed card that they can use the rest of their lives in 50 states. So if any of you get an opportunity tomorrow or Wednesday to come out to Floyd Dryden, please get in touch with me. I'd be happy to arrange a visit, opportunity to see it. I would love to show it off. It is a great program, and Juneau should be very proud of it.
Thank you, Mr. Keel. Ms. Green.
Just add my words of welcome to the others.
Thank you, Ms. Green. Mr. Dibdahl?
Yes, I'd like to welcome them both, and brevity is still a good thing. And I look forward to working with the airport board. Thank you.
Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I just wanted to express my appreciation to you to have arranged a facilitated retreat, and I believe that also hearing that we're going to have the time to devote to this is timely, and it's a very high priority for me, and I appreciate it very much. Looking forward to working this year with the group.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Smith. Mr. Nankervis?
I want to thank you all in advance for your patience with myself and possibly with Mr. Jones as we learn the ropes here, because I know we will step out of line or do something out of order or in the proper procedure somewhere along the line, and I appreciate that you'll be patient with us as we get that down. And secondly, I wanted to reiterate what Mr. Keel just said. I think that program that they do at the middle school at the sixth grade level is great. I will be out there Wednesday myself as a volunteer at the indoor range facilitating this. So,
all right.
Thank you.
Good program. Mr. Jones, go ahead.
Having violated Mr. Dibdahl's rule once on the ordinance, I don't have anything more to say.
Maybe you've made up for it.
Maybe. We'll see.
Good job, Mr. Jones. I guess I would just like to say that I'm glad to be back. I'm glad to be seated here. And I'm sure that we'll all be moving forward with the concerns and of all of our public put together and do the best job that we can. And I know that all of you have that in your heart. That's the reason why you're here, and that's what I'm sure we'll all be doing. So thank you very much, all of you. There is no executive session, is there? Oh, excuse me, I don't want to skip. Continuation of public participation on non-agenda items. Does anyone at this time from the public wish to speak to us again on non-agenda items? Seeing none, we'll move forward. There's no executive session materials today, and we're adjourned.